guys got it. Their computers were down yesterday at Travel World. Carrie and I talked about it this morning. She was going to run me an itinerary. I just had to run down and get it. But so far, the big problem we've run into is in order to get you leaving Singapore on the 6th and getting back to San Francisco on the 6th, your speech is at 12, so I figure you've got to get in the morning. I mean, we can't have you coming in. I think at 9 o'clock, so that the latest we could bring you in, you just fly United Airlines out of Singapore.
That's all right.
Is that all right?
But that's cutting it off at 12. That would have been
right.
You
get in at 8:55 in the morning.
For a noon speech.
And they're still cutting it too close?
Yeah, and that gives us that we're in Singapore just one day. I wonder.
The night of the 3rd, and then you would leave on the 6th and get in on the 6th. But no, it would give you 2 days, the 4th and the 5th. I have it on my desk. Cutting it too close.
Yeah, alternatively, what we might better do is fly from Denver direct to Singapore.
Say you had like 4 days in Hong Kong. Do you need 4 days in Hong Kong?
Just a day and a half in Singapore and then go up to Hong Kong. That way we're heading right back toward Japan. And then if we do that, flying from, when we leave India, we could go wherever is the shortest distance from India. It's about equidistant. San Francisco across the Pacific or across the Atlantic in the U.S. India is just about halfway around the world, you see.
Wouldn't it just make more sense to go right to San Francisco then?
Yeah. But
okay. You're saying
one way or the other.
Oh, okay. Then you could just spend some extra time in San Francisco. But see, I don't think that BOMA will pay for any extra days in San Francisco for you. They're really cheap people.
BOMA?
Because they were kind of leery about paying 2 nights for you in San Francisco when I said you might have to spend 2 nights there in order to get there in time for the speech. You'd have to come in the night before, and then, of course, as it is, you're probably going to have to take the red eye out because you've got to be back here for Cherub on the 7th. I think what Carrie and I decided was we'd get you from San Francisco maybe partway across the country. Try and bring you in as early the next morning as possible rather than taking the red eye, take you to Denver or Chicago, Dallas, something, so let you sleep in the airport there. Come back for sure.
All right, well, let's have her alternatively take a look at going direct to Singapore.
All right, so it would be on the 14th, Denver to Singapore.
All right. Spend a day and a half in Singapore.
14th Singapore, and then the evening of the 16th, or the morning of the 17th, 16th late, 17th early.
Well, 17th early flight to Hong Kong. That would give us really only 2.5 days in Hong Kong, wouldn't it? That's still pretty good, I guess. And
so basically you can write people in India.
Yeah.
You can tell India yes.
Yeah.
But we have to tell Unicorn that you won't be at that meeting.
Yeah.
The Burlington that you won't be at that meeting.
Who?
Burlington on the 25th. I think we've already basically told them.
Yeah.
On that thing we sent out, you have to tell Navistar and it won't be in their meeting.
Neither Navistar nor Burlington does telephone conferences. Unicorp does. For all IV on the Unicorp.
New Delhi. But see, we can't very well say you could do it because we have no idea what their schedule is. I mean, they could have you tied up the whole day.
Well, we'll know more when the time gets closer. So, Truvera and Admiral Bill Owens, Office of Secretary of Defense, Pentagon, Washington, D.C. Dear Bill, very much appreciate the courtesy for the courtesies you extended to me in connection with my two appointments.
Yesterday you had two?
No, the one that he set up. He arranged two appointments for me, one I've done and one I've got to come. New paragraph. I envy you the great opportunity you were having. New paragraph under separate cover, I am.
When you called yesterday early, like 4 o'clock in the Pentagon, where were you?
I was, at that time I was over in Sekhnaz's office.
Oh, because I called Cheney's office about 10 after, and I asked you, and they said you're not here yet.
I stopped by to buy a hat at the Navy Annex to satisfy Ogden Reed. And
how did you ever get to Cheney's office? Because the woman was like panicked that you were somewhere in the Pentagon because they were going to meet you at the door, and she was just, you get to the office all by yourself?
Yeah.
To fool them. What does Ogden Reed want a hat for? What kind of hat?
For his boss. Lenny, the Shirley Nachman said that she had checked and the lawyer told her that I did not need to file a form for the ABMI option that we've done. That runs counter to what we've always been told of AMD, where I've always declared the option haven't done.
Are options? I mean, is there only one kind of option? Could that be some kind of difference? Yeah, I thought we always have done options for AMB. ABMI, is that a public, that's a public company?
Yeah.
Is this a different kind of option?
I don't know.
When were you you were offered these a long time ago, right? We never did a form.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So
we'd have to do a amendment for a deal when it's late. Did you check, have any of the other directors there been given options that you could check with? What about Felix Judah? You would know stuff like that, wouldn't you?
I don't know, I don't know. Bob Dickerman is probably better. Thursday the 31st of August will be in Pioneer tomorrow.
Yep.
And a wedding in the Shifter family on Saturday, 16 September. We're here on.
Yes, David's going to race.
And the day before, yeah. And 7 o'clock in the evening. I think we should go to that.
Where? In town?
Yeah. In their home.
It's one of his kids?
Yeah. So we need to respond.
Okay.
And we need the present. How do we do about this one?
Because I might have to go out and buy one. No more friends.
The child may not have an easy source of presents.
Gives her something to do.
Thank you. I was delighted to receive your letter of July 26th. Concerning your initiative to sponsor the Junior League of Washington membership and their families in participating in a blood donation and marrow registration drive. I have sent a copy of your letter to Pam Weinberg. what's her title, do you know? Who is blank, comma. And whose address is telephone number. With the request that she work with you and Bernice's last name?
Hayek or something.
Yeah. At the National Cancer Institute in providing the I should say I sent a copy to Pam and to Bernice. So that you end up.
I sent a copy of your letter to Pam Weinberg.
Name and address. And Bernice Blank, name and address. With the request that they work with you in publicizing drive and facilitating the registration of donors. In the paragraph, I have asked Pam Weinberg to take the initiative in bringing the three of you together by telephone to initiate this process. To get the process started. The paragraph. On behalf of the National Marrow Donor Registry.
Program.
She says registry.
But it's not called that anymore. All the letters and everything is program.
Okay, program. Thank you for your support of our urgent need. Very good. I will be glad to participate if I can be helpful and consistent with my steady travel schedule. All best wishes. Copies to the two people that she showed, plus Pam and two people that she shows in getting copies.
Who's Susan Coleman?
To Secretary of the Navy, H. Lawrence Garrett, third. And thanks for the opportunity to have lunch and to become better acquainted with your policy thinking. I find it helpful to have enough contact that I stay as nearly as possible on a parallel course.
On a parallel course?
On a parallel course. I have all best wishes for continuing success in these rapidly changing times. And to my friend Earl Rectanus, dear Rex, many thanks for your personal contribution to the Vietnam Bas Relief, which I have sent on to the Navy Memorial Foundation. I was impressed but not surprised at the superior at your superb reaction to the letter.
Superb?
Yeah. To my letter. And I hope that one or two other DWIs will come to mind. DWI in parentheses with a small s after. I mean, in quotation marks.
Will come to mind?
Yeah. The paragraph of Moody guides me in sending love and best wishes to you and Dee.
That won't help the guy in Thailand, will it?
No. Although the odds are that it will be extended to them because they're sort of in the same category. I mean, Vietnam doesn't have to do it, that just has to be a U.S. decision. To Claude LaFont, Claude, I forward here with a letter from Dr. Tom of the American Red Cross. It indicates that there is some good support within that organization for our efforts. Copy back to Doug Shaw for distribution.
So is that a fine copy? Or?
Yeah. And to Barton.
Mary Barton.
Mary Barton, I understand. Who, we need to get from her the name of the regional coordinator for her case, her husband's case. It'll be the equivalent to the Winston-Salem thing for Alma. Dear sir, the purpose of this letter is to record my views concerning the case of Blank Barton. Blank Barton, whose file number is Blank. Paragraph I have gone through all of the information concerning this case and sat in on the hearing held on a blank date in Washington, D.C. Paragraph is one to which studied the Agent Orange matter in great detail. I believe that Wayne Barton's case is a key one because he was one of the few, he was the only case known to me in which the Veterans Administration, parentheses, however inadvertently, parentheses, authorized a fat tissue sample to be taken in postmortem. The existence of dioxin well above normal level is, in my judgment, a definitive proof of exposure and adds significantly to the high probability that his cancer was caused by Agent Orange. Read that to Mary Barton. I'm not sure she agrees with it. And then to Dr. What's Dr. Cooper's first name? Dear Dr. Coop. Your her former staff person, Ms. Lucas, has done a first-class job of keeping you incognito, and I have therefore been unable to talk to you by telephone.
Well, you never actually tried.
Well, but, you know, the obvious purpose was to, therefore been unable to establish more direct contact with you. Paragraph. The purpose of this letter is to ensure that early in your consideration of your future activities, you will give consideration to my earnest request, to this earnest request, Target. Dr. Rudy Rudico, who has established the Lifesavers Association of America. Is eager to have you serve as honorary chairman of that organization. Do we have any material on my favorite?
We have a file on it.
Information on that organization is attached here with the paragraph. At the same time, the board of directors of the National Marrow Donor Program, with which Lifesavers Association, for which Lifesavers Association serves as a major tool, a major supporting organization. I think that reads, for which the Lifesavers Association of America provides major support. We'd like very much to have you consider becoming a director as chairman of that board. And I stand here with such an invitation and attach information concerning us. Paragraph. I request herewith the opportunity for Dr. Rudico and I to meet with you as soon as feasible to discuss this matter. All best wishes for continuing success and for the well-deserved sabbatical you are now embarking upon. Signed copy to Rick Rudico and Bob Green, Doug Shaw.
I had no idea what he said his first name was.
Okay, so where were we? Were you deliberately and maliciously stalked out of here?
You just finished the letter to Coop.
Yeah, okay. To Doug Shaw, Musa and I accept with pleasure Bob Graves' kind invitation to visit the ranch on the weekend of October 13-15. However, owing to urgent commitments in Asia, book and the forward to reading it with anticipation. Many thanks and all best wishes for success with the book. And Lenny, I have filled this thing out except for some blanks, but one of which is Moses.